Now This American Moment. During the Democratic and Republican conventions, we spoke with a series of guests, politicians, journalists, writers, thinkers. We asked each to take a step back to put this election and this campaign season in context. What's at stake? What does this election mean to them? We're continuing the series until Election Day. The prospect that a black man could win first the Democratic nomination and now the presidency energized and inspired many African American. Randall Kennedy is a professor of law at Harvard. A week ago, he wrote an article for The Washington Post, The Big What If, Suppose Obama Loses. A quick look at the opinion polls shows that this is a very real possibility. So today, on This American Moment, we explore that big what if. Our phone number, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Randall Kennedy joins us from the studios at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And nice to have you on the program today.
Thanks so much.
And talk about This American Moment. You're teaching a course on this election at Harvard, and you quote one of your African-American students in the class who writes, "Obama is a once-in-a-lifetime black candidate, our one shot, probably the only real contender that my parents and grandparents will ever see, maybe the only contender my generation will see. All my hopes ride with him." And boy, that is an awful lot of hope to put on one man's shoulders.
It certainly is, but there are many people who feel the way that this student feels. There's a lot of emotional investment in this contest.
And yet you also write some people afraid to make an emotional investment because they're afraid he will lose.
That's true. And in fact, the person that I quote in that part of the article was my dear mother, who from the outset of the campaign has resolutely refused to invest herself emotionally in the Obama campaign. She's a big supporter of Obama. She hopes that he will win. But from the very outset, she has had the belief that white America will prevent him from gaining the White House.
And you point out that that despite the fact that three of her sons went on to Ivy League schools and wonderful educations and fabulous careers.
Yes, my family has been very privileged in many respects, and we've been very lucky, and her kids have done very well. Her kids have really seen many of the benefits of the American dream. Nonetheless, she's a woman who is from the Deep South and who has seen many of the ugliest aspects of American racism, and it's that has made the biggest and deepest imprint on her emotions and her views.
The other thing you write is that, of course, there could be a lot of reasons that Barack Obama could lose the election. You could say something really dumb in one of the debates. There are a lot of reasons people could vote for John McCain and not Barack Obama. But nevertheless, if Barack Obama does lose, you conclude that most African Americans will come to the conclusion that it was because of racism.
Yes, and I want to do two things here. First, I want to emphasize your opening statement. That's true. There are lots of things to consider in any electoral contest, and particularly for the presidency of the United States. So there are lots of reasons why people will choose some candidate other than Barack Obama. But many African Americans, and I think rightly so, will think that a very important reason for an Obama loss. Hopefully there will not be an Obama loss, but if he loses, I'm sure that there will be many people who will attribute that loss to, you know, a substantial extent to prejudice of various sorts.
And
racial prejudice of various sorts.
And look at how people who would have ordinarily been expected to vote Democratic turned around and voted Republican.
That's right.
Even though some of those same people did that very same thing for Ronald Reagan.
That's true. Again, there are lots of different considerations to take into account. And of course, one of the things that analysts will be doing was trying to distinguish, you know, ideological reasons of various sorts from, you know the effect of gender, the effect of religion, the effect of region. There are all sorts of things going on here. But one thing that seems to me to be just absolutely undeniable is the importance of race. Barack Obama is facing many things, and one thing he's facing is racial prejudice of various sorts. That's a headwind that is blowing against him.
And let me ask you about your personal feelings. You write how you cried, you wept when it became possible to you that Barack Obama could be elected president of the United States. What's at stake for you personally, emotionally, in this election?
Well, I'm one of those people who thought that I'd never live to see the day. In fact, I mean, I hear that so often now. That's mm-hmm. that's become something of a cliche. But I mean, I was born in 1954, the year of Brown versus Board of Education. I've seen a lot of change in American life, and I recognize that change. I celebrate the positive change in American life. But I did not think that I would live to see a black person come as close as Barack Obama has come to the pinnacle of American electoral politics. So, you know, this is just it's extraordinary. I didn't think that a black person would get this far. And of course, I'm sitting on pins and needles because he could win. He might not. But it's very imaginable, it's more than imaginable, that he could prevail. And for a person who saw the twilight of Jim Crow, for a person who went down to the middle of Washington, D.C. to pay respects to the remains of Medgar Evers after he was assassinated in Mississippi, for a person of my age, you know, this is a remarkable moment, not to mention people who are a bit older than me.
Let's see if we get some callers in on this conversation. Let's begin with Deirdre. Deirdre called us at 800-989-8255. She could have also sent us an email, talk@npr.org. Deirdre, I apologize for using your introduction to plug the phone number.
Hey, that's okay. I want to thank you all for taking my call.
Go ahead. She's in Cleveland. Go ahead, please.
You know, I tell people it will be a sad day in Mudville should Barack Obama not secure the presidency. And you have to go into it. You have to speak things into being. And it's disheartening when I hear people say, well, but what if he doesn't? We have to approach this thing as if he will, and then we can put ourselves all into it. I am vested. It's going to happen. But let's go with if it doesn't. Martin Luther King was not our saving grace. He was not the only person that could do for America what America needed to be done. Barack Obama says this is our moment. That doesn't mean that we can't have another moment if we can't glean from this moment what it is that we hope for. And that is how I'm living this moment right now.
So you don't agree with that student who wrote that this is our once-in-a-lifetime black candidate?
No. And we can't approach it like that, because then you have to say, oh, well, it didn't happen, so we have to wait until when? And I love that saying, if not now, when? And if people take the approach, if not me, who? You know, we have to all be vested, and we have to all keep our feet moving on this issue. If it's that important to us, whether it's because you're black or because you're a Democrat or because you're an American, pick a reason and keep your feet moving.
Deirdre, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Randall Kennedy, I think a lot of people would agree with Deirdre.
I think so, and I certainly like her spirit, and I think that she makes a good point. I mean, Barack Obama, I think, is an extraordinary person. I hope he's the next president of the United States. It is also true that there are other black American electoral politicians who are very much a part of the political landscape. I think of Cory Booker. I think of Deval Patrick. I think of Archer Davis. I think our politics will, whatever happens in November, I think that our politics have been changed and changed in a good way by this campaign.
You also write that, of course, African Americans are not monolithic. There are Obama critics both on the right and the left.
Absolutely. I mean, there's certainly black conservatives who are intensely critical of Barack Obama. There are people on the far left who are intensely critical of Barack Obama. That's right.
Blake is on the line with us from Oklahoma City.
Yeah. My name is Blake Wolf, and I'm a college student in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And basically, I feel like a lot of the optimism that our country gained, be it naive optimism in 2001, I feel like if Obama doesn't win, a lot of that will be deflated, I suppose, if he doesn't win the election. I feel like a lot of people are putting their sort of faith in not just the politicians, but the electorate itself, the people who elect the president, in that Obama wins. And if he doesn't, I feel like people will be disappointed not only in the government and lose some trust in the government, but also in the people who elect the president.
It'd be hard looking at the polls for people to lose more trust in the government than they've lost right. already. But Randall Kennedy, do you think he's right?
Yes, I think that there will be considerable feelings of disillusionment because people have invested so much in this campaign. At the same time, and again, going back to the previous caller, in the event that Obama loses, I think there will be people who will it'll be a tough setback. It will be a bitter pill. There is no two ways about that. I think people who are supporters of Obama will feel it and feel it intensely. But, of course, it will not be the end. Like I said, I think that for many, this has been an invigorating, uplifting experience that will take us beyond what occurs in November.
Certainly.
Blake, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
We're talking with Randall Kennedy, a professor of law at Harvard University, author of Sellout, The Politics of Racial Betrayal, and he's with us from the campus there at Harvard as we discuss this American moment. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Randall Kennedy, I wonder if you've asked the class you're teaching on this election at Harvard, if Obama does win, how they will feel if he turns out to be a lousy president?
That is a question that I have not posed. At least not yet. I will write it down. I will pose it. I would suspect that, you know, I'll get lots of different responses. I'll answer it for myself. Let's suppose that happens. I mean, you know, Barack Obama is a person with, I think, great promise. But, you know, I would feel the same. I would feel disappointment if he wins and turns out to be a bust. But I don't think that there should be expectations placed on him that are greater than the expectations that we place on anyone else. I have high expectations of anyone who ascends to such a powerful office, but I think it would be wrong to burden him with, you know, special requirements and special expectations.
Yeah, that's why there's the talk of the Messiah, so to speak. Yeah. Let's see if we can get this email from Larry in Phoenix, Arizona. My sentiments are with your first emailer, Obama, once-in-a-lifetime candidate. That was actually one of Randall Kennedy's students, right up there with Kennedy and Martin Luther King in stature. I believe the country is at a fork, one road leading to returning to what our forefathers stood for and one road leading on in the direction of greed and third world status. I thought it was already too late until Obama came along. The last thing you should know is that I am white, and obviously Barack Obama not going to be elected unless he gets a lot of support from white voters.
He's absolutely. And, you know, people should remember when talking about the racial angle, it wasn't so long ago that Barack Obama was, you know, not the principal choice of many black voters. For a long time, actually, the Barack Obama campaign rode on the wings of very wide and very fervent white support. One of the things that's so extraordinary about the Obama campaign has been the breadth of his support, a breadth that has reached across the United States in terms of racial demographics and at least to some degree ideologically as well.
Is there an element of racism or identity politics in the fact that Barack Obama is expected now to get, what, 95% of the black vote?
I don't think there's any element of racism in that. If one looks at the ideological leanings of black voters, they tend overwhelmingly to be Democratic. They tend overwhelmingly to be on the liberal end of things. So, you know, there's no surprise in that. Is there a special feeling of support and excitement at seeing a black American challenging the white monopoly at the White House? Sure there is. I think there is a feeling of invigoration and support among black people, to be sure. But I also feel there's a special feeling of support for Obama coming from other sectors as well, including many white Americans.
And a lot of young people, too. Let's get Nancy on the line. Nancy calling us from Nantucket, Massachusetts.
I grew up in North Carolina, born in 1951, and I would just like to say that it seems to me that there is many white people supporting Barack Obama, or there are more white voters supporting Barack Obama than there are black voters mm-hmm. supporting Barack Obama, I assume. I don't know that in absolute terms, but it's my suspicion that there are more whites supporting him than blacks.
There would have to be if he's going to be elected, that's for sure.
That's right, and I think that's a wonderful thing. And I just want to say that having grown up in the segregated South, I share the sense of breathlessness that I assume any other black person over the age, my age, over the age of 50 would feel at this moment in history. I literally don't know how, if you're African-American in the United States, you can hear your heartbeat at this moment with excitement and hope.
Randall Kennedy, is that the sound of your heart beating?
Well, yes, I would embrace very much the sentiments that were articulated by the caller and emphasize that, you know, it's true what she said. It's not just black people. I think that there are a wide range of people, and in fact, and I've talked with people who are not going to vote for Barack Obama, who nonetheless express admiration for him and also are quite heartened by what his campaign represents.
Nancy, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And Randall Kennedy, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Randall Kennedy, professor of law at Harvard University. He was with us today from the studios at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We'll continue our series of conversations from time to time on this program until Election Day on This American Moment. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.